Hello, GWA. So, it's my first questionnaire. Woo! Today I'm doing the questionnaire for ladies who squirt. This was sent to me by a scientific oral fan probably 2 weeks ago now. And since I'm such a horrible procrastinator, I put it up until now because... I'm so bad at letting things out. But, anyways, obviously this is the perfect type of questionnaire for me, because I do a lot of squirting. Let's get to it. So, first question, what age were you when you started squirting? I'd probably have to say 14 or 15, but it's a weird story, which I guess I have to explain, because I was a very strange child. I think around the time I was 14, 15, I just discovered porn, so I was very into porn. But the thing is that actually there was probably a time where I watched porn for a good like 9 months and never even touched myself while doing it. I would just watch it to watch it, which looking back on it is kind of odd considering it's something made specifically for like pleasuring yourself. Yet here I was at like 14, just like watching it like it's fucking Nova or National Geographic, which is just terrifying. But anyways, of course, at some point I stumbled upon some video or something where there was squirting, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. So I looked up more of it, and I looked up more of it, and I looked up more, and I was like, this is pretty cool. So it was less, so I don't have like a squirting story so much as like, oh gosh, it happened one time and I thought I peed. It was more like I had seen it and then I decided that I wanted to be able to do it too. So my 15-year-old self started doing all this Googling stuff because I was a freak. And anyway, I was like, huh, I wonder how this is going to happen. I don't even know where to go with this right now. So I think at the time I was very much not that into vaginal penetration. I think it was like kind of like a new thing for me. I'd been like really, really, really obsessed with my clit at that point. So I think I was kind of like, huh, so that means like I'd never had squirted from just clitoral stimulation before. So I was like, huh, I must have to like stick something up my vag. So I tried with fingers for a while, I think. And then nothing happened with that. I mean, I'm not a particular fan of like fingering myself because my hands just get worn out at some point and it's just sad. But so I think to remedy that, I'm trying to even remember what happened because when I was like 14, 15, obviously I didn't own any sex toys because I was like fucking 14. So I think this was back in the DIY sex toy things. So I think I had, what did I do? Oh yeah, so I think I had quite a few like makeshift dildos, which range from like candles to this one thing that I made. Oh God, it was terrifying. It's horribly embarrassing, but I don't know if any of you remember these things. I don't know, you may have like fiddled with them in like elementary school when you were in music class, but it's one of those things that has like a handle and you take a wooden rod and you scrape it across the grooves and it makes a kind of like weird froggy wood croaky noise. So I took one of those, which I suppose was just somewhere in storage in my house when I was digging through things. And I also found, a wooden egg from one of those, like, children's dining sets. And then somehow managed to finagle the, like, pointy end into the top open hole of the, like, musical strokey thingy. And then somehow, like, hot glued it together wrapped it up in a condom, and that's, I think, what I used consistently for, like, a while. It was horrible. It was, like, the worst thing. When I was, like, 14 and didn't have, like, a credit card or anything, so I couldn't, like, do anything about it. So, yeah, long story short, DIY sex toys. I was crazy. But anyway, okay, I'm getting off of the point. So anyway, so I'd made something or otherwise, and I think this was, I was kind of like, okay, here we go, stick it up the vag, let's get this shit going. Come on, let's, like, where's the squirt happening? And I think I tried a lot for a while, and nothing was really happening. And then one day, it kind of happened. But the thing is that I'm convinced that I didn't actually squirt the first time. I think I actually just pissed myself. And for a while, had, like, could convince myself, like, oh yeah, I can squirt now, I'm so cool. But no, I think I actually just legitimately pissed myself the first two times. Sad. And then I think, I don't know, I think after that I had this realization, like, shit, no, this doesn't seem quite right, I don't think I'm squirting, I think I'm just pissing myself. And then I got terrified, and I was like, oh my god, like, what am I doing? And then I was, like, terrified of it. Oh, and one thing I forgot to mention is, I think at some point, I think actually pretty recently, I realized that there's a distinct difference between pee and squirt. Like, they taste differently. That might sound gross. Yes, I have tasted my own urine. But the thing is, I was determined to know the difference. So I was like, okay, pee is generally yellow unless you drink a lot of water. Squirt is not yellow. Fine. Still couldn't tell the difference. So then I was like, huh, I'm just gonna fucking taste that shit. So I did, and I was like, okay, pee's really fucking bitter. And, like, you know, it's whatever. And, like, squirt is kind of more, like, I wouldn't say, like, sweet, but, or at least for me, but, like, it's not, like, sweet, but it's definitely a very different taste. So I was like, okay, there we go. I know these are two different things because they taste different. Bam. Science. And then, yeah, so then that pretty much stopped for a while. I think a combination of me being terrified that I was incontinent and B, okay, what was B? B, me just, like, not actually caring for vaginal penetration that much at the time, and then just kind of being over things. And then I think it kind of, like, mostly stopped for a good while, and then started up again very recently, actually. And I think it was around the time that I actually purchased my Enjoy Pure Wand, that I just started squirting ceaselessly. Like, it doesn't matter when it is, with what it is. It's like, if there is something in my cunt, like, I will squirt. There is nothing I can do to stop it. I just also have just fuck. I'm a mess. Rewind a bit. So I guess that was okay, no. So yeah, so I think, oh god, I'm a mess, I can't even. Okay, so first question is, let me remind myself, what age were you when you squirted? So I'd say probably 15, mixed along with, like, something of, like, me peeing, because it was kind of like, I think, like, 30% of the time I had peed, and the other 70% of the time I actually squirted, but I was convinced that it was all pee, so then it was terrifying, and I stopped. Anyways, number two, describe the first time you ever squirted. I think one of the first times I squirted, I don't think I even remember it, actually. I don't know if I can remember the first time so much as, like, I mean, none of it's really, like, clear for me. Besides maybe the first two times I pissed myself, but didn't realize I was pissing myself until later, but I don't know. But one of the most, I think one of the clear moments when I realized I'd legitimately squirted, was, let me think. I was, like, laying, like, propped against the side of my bed with, like, my legs over my head, fucking myself with something god-awful, and, like, I proceeded to, like, squirt, and just, like, it just dripped, like, all over me, like, just, like, all over my chest and everything, and I don't think I had been, like, expecting it, so then here I was in my room late at night, just, like, covered, like, in my own, like, just fluids, and I was like, fucking shit, what do I do? Because I'd, like, put a towel under me, but that didn't matter, because I just, like, I think I just put a towel to put a towel, just because, like, it was, like, more comfortable for my neck or something, but, like, I just was like, here I am in my room just covered in my own fluids, and, like, what the fuck do I have to do? So I think I ended up, like, taking, like, a shower or something. I think at that point, I was, like, for some reason, like, I was, like, less into the whole thing that, like, I just actually achieved squirting, and more upset that, like, I was just covered in fluids. So I guess it wasn't that fun. Number three, what triggers it? How do you make it happen? For me, it just requires a lot of consistent G-spot stimulation. I don't associate squirting directly with coming. I see those things as, like, two different things. Sometimes I'll, like, squirt and then come very shortly afterwards, but it's not like I'm coming and then I squirt, and it's not at the same time. Usually I'll just be, like, fucking myself with something, and then I will just, like, squirt intermittently throughout a session. It's not like it's always, it's like very rarely at, like, climax. It'll just, like, happen, like, intermittently before, and sometimes a little bit after, but it's not like, oh god, I'm coming and squirting at the same time. That doesn't really happen for me. Yeah, so that's three. Are there situations where you can't prevent it? At this point, all the time. I can't do anything about it. My cunt is always fucking squirting now whenever there's something in it, and I can't do anything about it. Not that I really mind that much, but, like, I don't think this is a thing that I can turn off at this point. It's constantly in the, like, the on position. It's stuck. It's stuck. Can you do it with the object still in, or four, no, not four, five, can you do it with the object still inside you, or do you have to pull it out? If so, why? I can definitely still do it with the thing inside me, or do you have to pull it out? No, I don't have to pull it out. It just goes. It doesn't matter what else is going on. It just goes. If it's gonna come out, it's gonna come out, and nothing else is gonna stop it. So that's about it. Number six, do you do it during sex? No, it hasn't happened so far. So, yeah, it hasn't happened during sex. And I think that's mostly due to not enough stimulation of my G-spot, I think. It'd be interesting. I think I would love for it to happen during sex. Also, I have yet to have a story of, like, shit, did you just pee on me? Which is not necessarily pleasant, but, you know, it's not a story in my life repertoire thing. I don't know. That's not the right vocabulary. Any noteworthy stories or incidents concerning it? I don't know if there's anything particular. Oh, no. There are definitely some times, me being, like, a dumb teenager at 15 and leaving, like having a towel, like a soaking wet towel, and not knowing what to do with it, because I'd always have to, like, sneak it into the laundry so, like, my mom wouldn't see. But there'd be every so often that my mom would be like,
why the fuck is there a wet towel? And I'd be like, how the fuck do I explain this? And I'd be like, oh, blah, 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 something, something. I was, like, drying my hair, and I just, like, let it got really wet, and blah, blah. And there's some lame, horribly lame-ass excuse that for some reason she would buy, because I obviously couldn't be like, oh, sorry, Mom, I've been masturbating, then just, like, happened to just squirt fluids everywhere and had to use a towel, you know, because obviously that's not the conversation you're gonna end up having. So that's not necessarily noteworthy, but that definitely happened a few times, and it was like a source of like horrible anxiety for me of like trying to sneak my like squirt soaked towels into the laundry without my mom noticing, and also her not being weirded out by the amount that I wash towels in a given week. Yeah, maybe not also noteworthy, but at least particularly recently, I've had a really bad problem with, like, not squirting on things that shouldn't be squirted on. One of the most, I guess, recent incidents of this was for, my Coming for Gay Marriage, audio, where I had the computer probably, like, a good, like, 2.5 feet from my cunt. And I was like, it's gonna be fine. This shit's just gonna, like, leak out whenever I do squirt, because I knew it was going to happen. And it's gonna be solid. It's gonna be great. But apparently, my pussy had some other plans, because, like, 2/3 of the way in, I started squirting, and then I just, like, soaked my keyboard in squirt, and I'm like, fuck! Like, why is this happening? This is not what's supposed to be going on. Like, God damn it! Like, fuck this shit. And, I think I actually cut it out, but there's, like, a good 45 seconds where I'm just like, God damn it, fuck shit, blah, 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 you know, all other types of expletives, because I'm like, I'm in the middle of fucking myself, and I don't want to stop fucking myself, but at the same time, I should probably deal with my squirt-soaked computer, which I ended up not dealing with until the end, because I obviously have my priorities completely straight. But, yeah, so then just getting things wet that I don't mean to get wet, and then having to clean those things, and it's just like, God damn it, it's just, I feel like the squirt decides to become projectile at the worst possible moments, and it's just like, can you not, like, I love you, but can you not damage things? yeah, okay, number 8, finally got to the end. If you could choose to stop squirting for the rest of your days to save on mess, would you do it? No, I wouldn't. I mean, yes, sometimes it's like, God damn it, sometimes I wish I wasn't just, like, leaking everywhere whenever I was, like, just, like, you know, like, aroused or whatnot, but, you know, it's fun. I think it's sexy. It makes me feel like a dirty slut, so why would I want to get rid of anything that makes me feel like a dirty little slut? So, yeah, that's pretty much the answer. That was definitely a long ramble. Shit. Yeah, so that's it. Thanks for listening, I guess. Alright, I'm gonna end this now. Bye!